Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March 31st, 91st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelaria. Hey, Guy.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
Oh, surviving. How about you?
Pretty good. Last day of the month.
So what's on the palette as we paint our picture for this show? You like that? A little
love artistic things. You know, I actually have an artistic finance director, if you can believe that. It's one of the things that drew me.
That's kind of like frightening, you know, creativity in the finance department?
It's a nice mix. It's interesting, But yeah, I think we'll talk about some development projects.
Ooh, hey, this one could be fun. Hey, I heard something. I should be able to chime in on something here. I'll see if I remember during the break.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Regan Candelaria, but before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see if we can find a good one today. Just cause.
Break the streak.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I don't know why you always get them out of the book. You could ask me for one, you know.
You got one in your head?
No, I don't.
Oh. Left that one at the shop too, huh? Okay. From Winston Churchill.
Ooh.
Quote, "We're all worms, but I do believe I'm a glowworm." Oh, boy. So budget process is kind of plunking along okay?
We are moving forward, yep. Not going to be a big change from last year.
Wouldn't imagine.
Yeah.
The status of the, I guess we call it the remnants of the burned building.
Mm-hmm.
Is that continuing to go nowhere slowly?
No, you're talking about, I think, the Star Hotel that tragically burned down a month or so ago.
No, I'm talking about the pile of rubble that's left in that former location that's just kind of
addressing that
sitting there.
Is moving forward. I know that they've started the demo. There were some permits and things that needed to happen with some of the hazardous materials that, you know, I mean, they're there and you know about them and you can address them, but when they've caught fire and they've been partially mixed together by the, you know, bulldozing of walls, it makes things a little bit more difficult to address, you know, I guess, remediation of those materials. But they do have the permits and they're moving forward. They've got a great contractor and a, you know, an excellent consultant through GHD to help them usher through the project and get the right permits. So hopefully they'll get that done in the near future.
Sounds to me like they're buying local.
They are.
You don't normally throw those adjectives in association with contractors and coordinators and stuff if they're from like Sonoma County or Marin County or Shasta. I was listening for a brief moment. I was there with you. How long until that at least is cleared off to the point where, okay, the fences come down and the sidewalk's usable?
I wish I could give you a specific date, but I will share, we're talking about all those partners. We've had a lot of people involved with this. We had like a pre-meeting, a meeting to discuss the demo process, and there must have been 25, 30 people there from all the different agencies, from the contractors associated with the property and the private sector owners and staff from the city, just to kind of make sure we're going to get everything taken care of properly. And what I've kind of been telling people is to kind of slow down and not be in such a hurry to get it demoed and get it cleared, because, you know, they're going to obviously need to start working concurrently on a development plan, or what is it that they're going to replace the old Star Hotel with? And nobody really knows yet. That's a big question. And what kind of design? What's the layout going to be? How much square footage do they want? Do they need back? Are they going to replace all of it? Are they going to go bigger? There's so many questions.
I would imagine the insurance company has some
involvement
there somewhere too.
Piece of that. What do they want to fund? So, you know, taking the demo properly and step by step and making sure we don't miss anything, I think that's more prudent, is to take your time on that, because still there's going to be plenty of time while they're deciding what to do with that parcel. But yes, we do want to get it back to where it's safe again and the fences are down and people can walk the area and not have a big eyesore sitting there.
I think that's probably the biggie. It's not the new construction part. He's just getting rid of the eyesore part.
That, and you know, the owners of the property, they're really sad about this. They don't like driving down the street every day and seeing the
constant reminder over and over. Yeah,
that had that issue happen. It's horrible for them. So we do want to get it down and get it out of the way. But you know, I want to make sure and hope that all of these people that are involved with it do it right, and we don't have any issues later. Any of those other regulatory agencies can be difficult.
It sounds to me like you've had a little bit of sad experience in something akin to this that went a little bit quicker and perhaps a little less thorough.
There's examples, but I just know throughout history, working with these other regulatory agencies outside of the city, outside of the county even, you know, they can be tough, and you want to make sure you take care of them 100% and then send them down the road. And we don't want to hear from you ever again. You told us what you wanted. We did it. See you later. And now we're going to move on with what we need to do locally.
Nothing personal, guys.
Right.
See ya. You don't let the door hit you. When that is cleared off, mm-hmm. does that become the most desirable plot of undeveloped property in the community, or are there others that are kind of at the same spot looking for a little attention from somebody?
No, I hope so, Brian. That's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm very fortunate that I've put together some people from outside Fortuna to help me with economic development and strategizing for the city and looking at the big picture. One of them, John Sapper, has come to me with some ideas, and he's a really good supporter of Fortuna, very active member in our community. He started thinking about that from that perspective, that bigger picture of, okay, you got the Star Hotel, you got the old building that C. Crane was utilizing, which is a residential property there. You've got some, you know.
Well, even the old Daly's building that they're kind of using as a fulfillment center or may not be available.
You know, the area around the Civic Center there, there's a couple of parking lots. So what is that potential big picture for downtown, you know, for Fortuna? I mean, it could be an opportunity.
And John's just doing this instead of going fishing? Is that?
He's a member of this consortium I put together to help, you know, further the economic development efforts of the city, you know, absent staff, absent a budget. And so he's been great for us.
KINS, News and Information Times 319.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Regan Candelaria. Regan, the concept of having an identity for a downtown district, I think, is kind of halfway. It's exciting on one side, challenging on another, because mm-hmm. typically there's an identity there. It may not be what you want. It may not be something that's marketable, but it's got an identity that exists. When you talk with folks in town, whether it's the multi-generation folks or people from that place north that have chosen to live in Fortuna, mm-hmm. what do they say? Have you played the word association game? I say a word, you tell me what it says. Downtown.
It's the events. I think it's community events and the community coming together someplace. And I think that's really what Fortuna, that's what I've learned over the last 3 years, is that's what people know about Fortuna. It's the rodeo and the auto expo, and it's the, you know, the annual garage sale weekend, and it's the Apple Harvest Festival. I mean, there's 5, 6, 7 of them that people recognize, you know, very clearly as downtown Fortuna.
But the day in, day out stuff doesn't register.
Not as much, and I think that's what the community's really trying to go towards, is having another or even expanding that community events or the downtown, that's where you go to have some fun and experience some things. They're trying to expand that.
The length of the city, mm-hmm. does that make it more challenging to develop a downtown? The thing I think of is lack of food. A couple restaurants, mm-hmm. but there's not the grocery store, the high-frequency foot traffic driver into downtown.
Yeah, that's they're over down on Fortuna another Boulevard. Part of town. It's Main Street, kind of extended around, turn the corner, and you're Fortuna Boulevard. But you're right, that having that over there, the big Redwood Village shopping center, you know, there are a couple separate retail areas, so it does extend things out. And when you get off Main Street, get off the 101 at Main Street, then there's a little bit of a section before you really even get to downtown. So I think people don't really understand, you know, that, oh, it's just a little bit farther. And
yeah, where is downtown?
Area. Yeah, but there's a group that, you know, the Chamber of Commerce has done an excellent job of creating a new Leadership Fortuna program. And I think this year they're on their fourth group that's coming through. And one of the things that they want to do is they want to work on that concept that you just mentioned, like what is Fortuna? What is their identity? What do people recognize? And try and kind of build that into a strategy or a more of a, you know, a branding and a, you know, something that they can promote and say, yeah, here is what Fortuna is, and get people down more often than just those big events.
And that's tough because you're going against a culture. I mean, they're happy where they are. People are happy where they are. Otherwise, they'd be changing anyway. Okay, so you got to do something that either super attraction or really make them dissatisfied with whatever it is that they're doing now.
Yeah.
And that does tend to be event driven more times than not, unless you got $10 million in your back pocket for a performing arts center.
Well, no. I think that the downtown group, the merchants, they meet regularly. They've got, you know, their programs and their marketing that they do for downtown, and they're really committed to that. And I think they're open to some new things and trying to get that additional boost for downtown and for Fortuna in general. So there's potential there, and there's a lot of new bodies. That's what I kind of wanted to share with you today, a lot of the new activity and new business licenses in Fortuna.
.. Such as?
Well, one in particular that, you know, we just got an application in from, you know, Grocery Outlet. They want to come in and do a new, I think it's about a 15,000 square foot facility in the Strong's Creek Plaza down on the farther end of Fortuna Boulevard. So that's going to be a big boost. And that's a new, it's going to fill out that shopping center. And so that'll bring some new activity to town. And we've had a lot of others over the last couple of years that have really kind of been a nice shot in the arm for Fortuna.
The elephant, obviously, is the old mill site.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've talked about it a couple of times that, you know, it's not your property. It's not it's somebody out there.
It remains an opportunity.
Does that continue to get interest? I mean, it would seem to be that and the old Eel River Mills site, right on the highway. Those are the two I look. Unless you need to be...
It's 75 acres. You're right. It's the elephant in the room. It's 75 acres right there in the middle of town.
Access to the highway is there?
Well, you know, you just hit something else that makes me want to talk about another thing. We've been very fortunate in bringing a lot of grant dollars into the city of Fortuna. And just yesterday, we got notice from the state that we were awarded another planning grant, a study grant, to determine what does it take to improve our interchanges there at both Kenmar and 12th Street. So that's going to be huge. We have got the money
coming
into town.
Does it start with TNT?
to identify what it's going to take to improve those two major intersections. And that's a huge step for us, a huge step for the county. So those are big dollars, and that will enhance that site to potential development as well.
Yeah, if you make it, put a second access point on, or the 12th Street interchange,
just make them
being,
work better and safer. That's our goal.
Is that a safety issue with the 12th? I mean, it is kind of a, I mean, you can tell there's historical reasons for whatever it is there.
Yes.
But boy, to figure it out today, wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, you've got Newburgh that's coming in one direction there and hits 12th Street. 12th Street is the actual exit, you know, on-ramp and off-ramp in both directions. And then you've got Dinsmore Drive, where we've got our corporate yard and some other, you know, retail people down that street there. Then you've got Riverwalk Drive that comes in off our whole Riverwalk area where all the hotels are, and, you know, new development there where you've got Tractor Supply and that new commercial subdivision there. And they all hit right there.
Let's throw in a couple extra stop signs just for fun, huh?
Yes, yeah, so it's a little
that intersection and the Myrtle and West in Eureka, and Wabash also in Eureka. I mean, those got to be the three ugliest intersections in the county.
So we are very happy to have received that huge grant from the state, and that's going to move that project way forward.
Very cool. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's. St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Regan Candelaria. Boy, aren't we lucky they don't hear the commercial breaks.
Yes.
We'd be so dead.
You are not taping that.
No. Yeah,
but it's interesting talking. It leads us into what we're going to talk about now, right?
we hope. So the concept of growing out a community, I think, is really exciting. I mean, the new stuff, seeing new wood, actually hearing hammers and saws, I mean, that's kind of novel for us in the entire region over the last couple of years. Does it matter the store mix, the product mix, you know, from your perspective, or is more better because of the way the sales tax is set up and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would just say more better. And that's, you know, again, I'm coming from the governmental perspective and, you know, running the organization of the city. We can't try to control things. You know, the market is the market. And, you know, you try to facilitate and provide as much support as you can. But we can't say, you know, you need to have this type of retail or you need to have that type of retail or this commercial.
I need women's clothing.
You can't. No, I can't say that's, you know, obviously because I have
okay, know, let's say no clothing that, store, leave
yeah,
it open.
Clothing store or sporting goods store or, you know, something housewares. I mean, that's not our place and we're the government. We're not, that's not our thing. That's not our expertise. But we just want to help facilitate whatever the market says. Hey, we think you need, you know, another hamburger shop here. Fine. What are we going to tell them? No. They have the means and that's zoned properly and the infrastructure's there. You know, go ahead. We can't say, yeah, we already had a hamburger store down the block. You know, that's not our role. You know, competition in the market, that's for the private sector to determine.
As you look at what Fortuna has and some of the things that you've shared, some of the stuff you can't share, do you sense a positive trend?
Definitely.
In town?
Yes, I really do. I mean, there was a little study done independently by Sequoia personnel, Michael Kraft, about a year ago, and that was generally what his report said, is that, hey, things are changing in Fortuna. People have a positive outlook. There are more permits coming in. You know, things are happening in town. And I was like, great, that's awesome. You know, you always want to hear that. And again, like I said, we don't really, or not that we don't care, but it's just great that that's happening. And then more recently, our community development deputy director, Liz Shorey, made a presentation to our council, and she was going over some basic data about what's going on in her department, and she shared some history. They actually did a little study to show, hey, we really do have more permits being run through our counter this last year. And last year as well, 14, was a banner year in the last 10 years.
Residential, commercial, or yes?
Both, which was really nice. A lot of commercial, which is really a key for us. That's what we were kind of focused on. And we looked at the residential permits as well, and they're up. So, I mean, that's just really positive for the city. You know, we just got, like I mentioned, the grocery outlet just submitted their development permit last week. They're planning to build this summer. We've got a lot of things coming up. There's this new, well, not a new, an expanded HumFresh. They've got a building that's being built for them in Fortuna so they can expand their operations.
So what is it that's attracting, okay, stellar leadership set aside.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sunny weather set aside, okay.
All of the staff at City Hall.
Well, yeah. Does that include the cops?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. What is it that is drawing to Fortuna? Are they leaving other places, or are they coming to Fortuna?
I don't, again, that's the market. It's hard for us to read that. I mean, I just, from my perspective, it is Sunny Fortuna. You always tease me about that, but it truly is.
It's on your sign, isn't it?
Yes, and we have, you mentioned the cops just now. They do an excellent job. We have a really safe community. You know, I follow what they're doing, so I probably see more activity than the average person does. But in general, you're pretty safe in Fortuna. You know, the traffic is not bad. We have a good community. You're not sitting at stoplights forever. You're not, you ever rush to get someplace. You know, it's a pretty good place to be.
So where do you see it in 5 years? I mean, if this trend is as the trend is, and whether it's expansion in the county or flight from other communities that don't have some of those positive aspects to them, do you see it being built out? I mean, to the point where maybe the last property is the mill site, and now there's pressure on that one because you've got the infrastructure all around it. Come on, guys, let's get things going. Or to the point where you need annexation for some of the unbuilt property.
You know, all of that development activity may be a factor, because I'm starting to see a lot of interest in that mill site from, you know, an industrial development perspective. And truly, industrially zoned property is scarce. All cities in the state have trouble trying to maintain that and expand their availability for development of jobs, essentially, in those industrial commercial properties. So, you know, it is 75 acres. It sounds like a lot, but, you know, as soon as you start getting some interest from some big people, it's like, yeah, there's not so much left. And then, and where else do you go?
Could you put a light industrial or a heavy industrial on that site?
Yes, today, that's what it's zoned for. Yes.
I know it's zoned that way. I'm thinking about community reaction. Couldn't put a PL back in there today with the change in the dynamics in the community. I mean, you get lit up.
I think you can. I mean,
really?
Yes.
And you don't think that the community would?
No, I think people like you have asked me about it numerous times.
Well, I think it'd be cool personally. I think it'd be dandy. I mean, that's what we were founded on, but there's been so much turnover in the communities and the general culture in the last 20 years that plays into those public hearings that you guys put on time after time after time.
I think that you would find that the community in Fortuna is supportive of, you know, that industry. There's a lot of people with a lot of history and ties to that, and that was their livelihood and their jobs. I think they would definitely be supportive of that.
So the $95 question is, do you have any industrial interest?
Not that I can talk about on today's show.
You know, it's tough when you set the hook in your own mouth and pull at the rod at the same time. Yeah, okay.
We will talk soon.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Regan Candelaria.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Regan Candelaria. So, Regan, as you're looking down the road, you've got this positive inertia, positive momentum. I'm not hearing, well, I guess there is some retail sales tax in the equation also. So if there's a bump, do you guys know where you would apply the bump to?
Well, to the deficit. I mean, we've been running on, you know, fumes, actually less than fumes, because we're pulling money from our general fund that we don't, or our general fund reserves, which we don't want to do and is not a good practice. So we just need to catch up. You know, if there's some positive in terms of new property taxes, which our consultants, our experts are telling us not to expect much, to keep it flat, don't project any more than you did last year. Sales tax is up a little bit, which is great, but again, you know, only for a few quarters. So you really have to see more of a longer-term trend before you start saying, hey, yeah, we can bring that planner back. We can bring that tech back. We can start hiring back those three officers that have been cut out of our budget that, you know, I hope people recognize that. It's hard because I think that our department and Bill Doberstein, our chief, do a great job.
Well, what would be a higher priority, a cop or somebody involved in economic development? to throw a little gas on the fire.
would be good for discussion, but I think the easy answer is public safety. That's what people want. That's what they recognize as something that the city provides, a service that we provide. And I think we've cut three positions and more that are non-sworn from that department. They're shrinking, and it's not good because our population has grown, and we expect it to reach its maximum.
So why aren't you out there trolling for a car dealership?
Hmm.
I mean, that's the big boy, right? That brings in the sales. Why not, if it's a brand that isn't in the area, find somebody who has that brand and see if you can hook them, or incentivize somebody else in the area to relocate? I mean, it may not be good for your city manager meetings each month, but, okay.
Yeah, obviously big ticket items contribute to your sales tax, and actually those, bigger dealerships, of course, have employment as well. I just don't know that that's something that we've identified as a city as a, a target, something that we're necessarily going to go after.
Oh, target now, huh? You're even
Ryan,
wearing red today.
You are fishing now.
No. I can't imagine they would put two in the same neighborhood, but you're wearing the colors. That's what I got my attention.
I could go set up shop as a clerk there today, couldn't I?
You could stand in front of the sign. Nobody'd see you. Is there validity? Because I know most managers go, no, I'm to try to locate the big fish, get somebody that would be a 50 to 100 employee base, bam, as soon as they open the door, a significant increase in retail sales tax almost immediately. I would think that if nobody else is doing it, it would be the time to strike.
It's a market-driven thing, and we're never going to say no to that. We're going to do everything we can to facilitate that type of opportunity. But
or prop the chamber or something.
No, there's so much involved with that in terms of, traffic counts and disposable income. And, before these people that cite these locations even start sniffing, if your numbers aren't right, and I don't know, it's kind of difficult in Humboldt County to get those numbers right. So that's a difficult one to chase, and personal philosophy, it's more industrial and commercial that I think is more important, because when you have those jobs, then those are going to support the retail industry, and then retail is going to say, hey, yeah, let's start improving here, because you've got families, with livable wages, and then they need supplies and services. So if you can create your industrial and commercial base and have opportunities for them, then the rest, I think, kind of follows along. At least that's the way my philosophy is what would be best with our space, available space.
Jobs number one.
Yes.
You could have saved yourself about a minute and a half there.
It's hard for people. You can't get anybody to fight you on that one.
It's amazing.
Jobs.
That's
an easy one.
I just put it on the back of your business card. You'll be there for another 20 years.
Well, that's the goal. This consortium I mentioned earlier, that's the goal of this group, is to create jobs. And they've targeted a number, to bring back to Fortuna that was lost, over the years from the timber industry and even fishing, that have gone away. So trying to replace those, those jobs.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Easter.
Always fun. You too.
Count the eggs before you hide them.
All right.
I found that one out a couple years ago.
Make sure you keep your eyes open tomorrow.
Yeah. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.